Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be clouds and sun today. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. It is humid out there this morning. In Kenosha right now, 64, 61 in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 64, 58 degrees in Racine. The Racine Common Council has picked a replacement to Judge Mark Nielsen in municipal court. Attorney Rebecca Mason, who is one of six candidates interviewed for just under 90 minutes. Mason telling the alderman she's been in private practice for over a decade, focusing lately on estate planning and probate, and she'd like to be one of the game changers, in her words, in Racine going forward.
For those of you who do not know, parts of the municipal court are still done using carbon paper. I think that it's very important that we take the time to modernize and realize some efficiencies in our municipal court. And it's not just about technology. By developing and implementing innovative programs, we can enhance access to justice in the city as well. If you look around the state and around the country, municipal courts all over the place are implementing innovative ideas.
Meanwhile, she said she's represented clients at almost every level of the court system in the past year, and she has a passion for justice. Mason talking about laws passed by legislative bodies having to be implemented fairly as well as without influence by the court of public opinion.
As long as the process is fair and clear and transparent, I think that even if the public doesn't necessarily like the outcome, like the litigant in front of you, if they felt like they got a fair hearing, or if the process is perceived to have been transparent, then even if they don't agree with the outcome, they'll accept it and move on.
Mason and Rob Weber each getting 7 council votes, the latter having once been municipal judge, most recently city attorney. Maureen Martinez also getting a vote, the tie-breaking second vote going to Mason, who will replace Mark Nielsen when he leaves July 1st to become a circuit court judge. Mason will be Racine's municipal judge until a special election next April, the winner then serving out the rest of Nielsen's term until April of 2018. A single vehicle accident along I-94's ramp at Highway 142 in Kenosha County Wednesday morning claimed the life of a 34-year-old Kenosha woman. State Patrol says the victim apparently lost control of her vehicle northbound. It rolled over at the 142 on-ramp. The woman, the only person in that vehicle, pronounced dead at the scene. A State Patrol traffic reconstruction unit was on the scene for several hours, which also affected other drivers during that time. Her name has not yet been released until family notification. Caledonia police asking anybody who saw a car parked along a village road earlier this week to contact them, but they aren't saying why. The vehicle is red or gray and parked on the side of the road in the 5300 block of Highway 38, that on Monday between 11 p.m. and midnight. Anybody who might have seen that vehicle or two in that area has to contact Caledonia police. They say no other information is going to be released at this point. There was a White House discussion about strategies to deal with gun violence. It was held yesterday and it included a pretty large contingent from Wisconsin.
I think it's upon us as legislators, it's upon us as a nation to say that we are a nation of laws and we should step forward and do what we can to try and prevent these guns from getting into the wrong hands. Because they are doing a lot of damage in our community, and we're seeing it every day.
State Senator Chris Larson says requiring universal background checks and promoting the sale of so-called smart guns designed to be fired only by the owner among the topics discussed. Bradford High School in Kenosha was evacuated briefly Wednesday afternoon. A threat was found on a bathroom wall. Students allowed to return about 15 minutes later once police had checked the building. This incident does not appear related to the phone calls received Monday at Pleasant Prairie Elementary School and Tuesday. They reference a threat for Case High School. Similar phone threats, of course, appearing to also be computer-generated, reported at a handful of schools in Metro Milwaukee. The Sturtevant Village Board and the Community Development Commission last night, they declared vacant land along Highway 11 blighted, starting the process of taking that land from its current owner, Racine County. The empty lots across from the Farm and Fleet store are part of the former cobblestone development. County got the land through foreclosure, and the village wants the property for future commercial development. In a letter, Corporation Counsel John Lehman said the county does not believe the land fits the criteria for blight under state law, which attorney Alan Markovitz disputed.
When you look at the map of this site, to say it's not predominantly open, there's nothing located on this property. I can't think of a clearer predominantly open description.
Lehman said that the county believes the property is worth about $358,000, could be sold on the open market for much more. The vote to declare the property blighted was unanimous. The unemployment rates in all area municipalities down from March to April, all lower than figures from a year ago. State Department of Workforce Development has Racine's jobless rate in April, staying the highest in the state at 6.8%. That's down, though, 0.4 from March, 0.3 lower than a year ago. 4.7% in Mount Pleasant, 4.4% in Caledonia, 5.4% in Kenosha, and 4% in Oak Creek. Racine County's jobless figure was 5.4% in April, 4.9% in Kenosha County. Those were both down 0.7 from March and 0.1 lower than a year ago. A new study out shows that Kenosha County residents still commuting to work outside of the area in big numbers. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The consultants say if workforce-starved employers want to stop the talent drain, they're going to have to be more proactive. Their report recommends that employers become more aggressive in recruitment efforts. It also suggests that area schools promote the virtues of working locally. The report says wages are the main reasons that Kenosha County residents choose to commute. The analysis was presented to a conference on workforce development at UW Parkside this week. Census data indicates that 45% of the county's residents work elsewhere. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Kenosha Unified School District looking for folks to serve on a committee that will name the new Bradford High School Stadium, which is currently under construction. This committee will meet on June the 8th. It'll be charged with submitting a proposed name to the Board of Education for a vote at its July 28th meeting. Anyone who is interested in serving on that naming committee should submit a letter or an email of interest to the superintendent's office in Kenosha no later than Monday, June the 6th. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.